Not only has the Trust for Public Land promoted the rating of the city's parks network from 47th to 43rd, that's on top of the rating 2 years ago being 51. The group rates Minneapolis as having the best park system in the country, beating out Washington, D.C. In delivering the report card, the group says the COVID crisis might hit parks very hard because of possible budget cuts. Trust New York State Director Carter Strickland says a major asset for Buffalo is that parks are so close to everyone of all economic and racial groups within 10 minutes walk.
It definitely is a good thing. It's one of our key metrics is park access and the 10-minute walk score, which is a real walk score. So if you're crossing a highway, we shorten the time and we look at the details like park access points and the like. So a 90% score is great. Average cross country is about 55%. So that's one of the metrics where Buffalo scores very well.
Strickland says the city could use some more parkland, particularly in North Buffalo and along the city's east city line. Parks Commissioner Andy Rabb says the continuing improvement reflects the $67 million spent on capital projects by Mayor Brown over his time in office. Rabb says Buffalo is better off than many other cities because parks are close.
One of the benefits of the legacy of Buffalo's park system is that residents, over 85% of the city's residents are within a 10-minute walk to a park. And that's a blessing. Many cities don't have that. We are above average in that way.
Rabb says the city's continuing to invest in parks, pointing to a new cricket field going into Dewey Park near ECMC and more investment in shelter houses in smaller parks. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.